typically when we think of the word field, we think of, you know, like a field for planting seeds.
Yeah.
Physical seeds. Right? Like corn and wheat and barley. Okay. Right. And so when you think of a biofield, everything that you can see unveils what you cannot see. So if you look at a natural field and natural seeds, they will teach you how this biofield and word seed works. And so if you understand one, you can unveil the other, because you can't see this biofield. With the technology that we have today, we can see it.
We're starting to see it.
We're starting to have that availability, but before you couldn't. And so what happens is, just like a seed has a form, an idea and a thought has a form, right? It's an image, it's a form, it's something you formulated, and an expectation is a form. Mm-hmm. The oil inside that seed is what allows the seed to sprout and grow before the seed has roots and leaves, so that it can absorb from the atmosphere and from the sun its nutrients. So that little pocket of oil inside the seed is what gives it life, right? And that happens in darkness. It happens where you can't see. So that place of darkness just means unseen. It means an absence of light. It's not a bad thing. It's neither good nor bad. It just is. Without darkness, nothing can grow. Nothing can sprout. So when the idea, I'm not lovable, or women are less than, that goes into, why is that? Why is it like this? What's wrong with me? Or why does this bad stuff keep happening to me? That's a lack of understanding. That's the same thing as darkness. It's the same thing as to not know. We could also call it evil. The word eve and evening and evil is the same word. So it means a place where you can't see. At first there was an evening and then a morning, and it was the first day. Okay, so the evening births the day. Darkness is where everything comes out of, right? So from wondering to knowing, from mystery to discovery, from a bulb lily in the ground to asleep to awake, under the ground to above the ground. Now, once it comes forth, it's still connected to under the ground, mm-hmm. and it's now also in the light. Remember, he said the two have to come together. When he had that dream, when he didn't resist either one, he could cross the abyss. The word Jordan, I've studied from a scripture standpoint, so the word Jordan and the word abyss is the same exact word. And the word Canaan, it means to be humiliated or to be humbled. It also means marriage land. So I pick and say, you want to be humble, get married. Right? When the two come together, it's a land of unity. It's a land of the two. Now, if you look at, in the Hebrew, the first letter of the alphabet is Aleph. There's two yods in it. There's a yod pointing up and a yod pointing down, and then a vav in the middle. The old symbol for that was the skull head, right? Which we see even in here as we walk around, right? It means aloof. It means just outside of understanding. It means to not be able to wrap your brain around mm-hmm. it, okay? So just the word aloof makes a void, which means receiver, which is the same word as eve, same word as evening, same word as soil. It's the same exact word.
Vessel.
It's vessel. It's the same word as womb. So when we are in a place of aloof, which is the beginning, it means now a place of reception has been created simply by the fact that something is aloof, or Aleph. It's where we get the word Allah. And when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Allah, Allah, lama sabachthani. He was crying out to God. He was crying out to aloof. I can't find you. Where are you? Why can't I see you? Why aren't you rescuing me? Now, he knew he laid down his life, but he still was human. So the human part of him was crying out, and that was the place of reception. Okay, now, so when you have these beliefs in your brain and you try to fix it in your logical brain, it won't work. Mm-hmm. Because your logical brain does not have emotion in it. Logical brain is a data. I call it a database, or it's where you process. Is processed food good for you?
No.
No. Will it give you any nutrients? No. So to process emotion, it doesn't happen. So what do? You take the seed that's here, and you get from out of here, and you go into that other part of your brain that's connected to your heart. So you get in your heart. Mm-hmm. And you find whatever the emotion is that could be fear of rejection. It could be a fear of abandonment. But when you go into that negative place, that's the void, again, right? Because negative can only attract what?
Positive.
Most of us want to get rid of that negative. Rather, we should invite it, not resist it, embrace it, acknowledge it, pay attention to it, and then wait for that void to be filled with truth. Why? Because that darkness is a place where light can pierce. And when you're in the heart, that's where those answers come from. The answers are going to come from that connection to what he called that outside reality, that we are in this virtual reality, which makes perfect sense with this idea of, I can touch this, I can see this, I can't see the biofield, I can't see my emotion, I can't see my thought, but I can feel them. And the more in tune we get with this, and the more this heals, then that emotion with thought combined, the seed with the oil in it, goes into the biofield and will produce and bring back to us whatever we hold to be true. So even if you hold a lie to be true, you will draw that to you. That's your mirror. And listen to the word miracle. Call a mirror. Mirror call. You're always calling your miracle to you. You're always calling a mirror. The problem is we typically blame. We find fault. So we draw a person into our life unknowingly. We don't realize we're doing it. We draw them into our field. And then we say, if you wouldn't do this to me, then we wouldn't have this problem. The truth of the matter is, it's a mirror for us to say, how did I draw this to me? And what is it in me that I believe about myself that's not true, that's still in darkness, that needs the light? Which means that what part of me doesn't know I'm loved?
Right.
See, I'm already loved, I'm just not aware of it. Now, if we look at the story of Adam and Eve, the very first time there was a separation, it was not knowing her identity. I want to be like him. Well, it was really them, right? And she already was. But her not knowing that, what did she eat from? Knowledge, not wisdom, not the heart. She ate from this. But that had to happen. Why? Because unless a seed fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it'll bring forth fruit. So even that, we as a Christian, I was taught like they made a mistake, they sinned, they left God.
Yeah, they
it was ordained. It was meant, it was supposed to happen. It was meant to happen. If you look in 1 Samuel 9:9, it says that before time. So time, I believe, is our virtual reality. Time has a beginning and an end.
Right.
We are now in something called time. In Scripture, it says, before time, those who are now prophets were seers.
Yeah.
Who are now called prophets.
So the soul sees the self.
It's we've entered into a time, which is a measurement, which is a it's a different dimension that before we came here, we could see all of it. We could, because we were called seers. We could see all time, and we could see where we were headed, and it says that it was written on our heart with the finger of God, not with a pen and paper, but it was written what we would live. Even as it was in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, if He was Word, and we're made in His image, and we're like Him, and as He is, so are we, and let the same mind be in you that was in Him, then we too were Word. That came into the earth to do what? To die, to suffer and die. If you resist suffering, it won't work. But when you don't resist it, why? Because every seed has to die. Mm-hmm. It's what it does, or else you can't have a flower, you can't have a stem, you can't have none of that. So as that goes, as we came into earth, imagine if you could see it. Imagine that being a timeline of all eternity, and right in the middle was the time of earth, a little dot. Little tiny dot in all this great expanse. And we saw, what would be the purpose of that dot in time to go there and suffer and die? So that for all of eternity, where there is no time, outside of time, there'd never be sorrow and suffering again. Wouldn't we suffer for just the vapor?
Sure.
So that absolutely. In a heart, exactly. We're here to assimilate and deal with this thing called darkness, evil, affliction, sorrow, and suffering. Why? So that it can be complete, have its finished work and not be needed anymore. Why? Because what's the whole purpose of it? Compassion, empathy, understanding, unity, oneness, and no more division. But without division, you can't have multiplication. So what was the purpose of suffering? To multiply us. So that we could be without number. We could be an infinite being in all these different facets. But because we there is polarity, you can't have love without fear. You can't have joy without sorrow. You can't have pleasure without suffering. So we, this species that we are, part God, part earth, I call it muddy blood. He said blood and mud. You heard him say that? I've been calling it bloody mud for a while. People, where do you get that from? Like, it's in the Hebrew. If you study it, you'll find it. So we went, we became bloody mud. We've left the blood, which is the emotional part. We've been taught to do that. And it says, and when you've crawled on your belly, when you've had enough dust or dry dust, you'll return to bloody mud. That's when we leave the simulation. That's when we're starting to awaken. And when we awaken, that's another reason for the simulation. And if you go back again, read 1 Samuel, we saw it. We understood it. It was written. Why? Because words are necessary to bring forth fruit, right? For it to manifest, it has to be in, why? Word is vibration, and nothing happens without vibration, right? The whole thing is all vibration. That's what energy is.
Yeah.
And so we come into the earth, that vibration must have its come into darkness and not understand it, die, bring forth fruit, so that we can manifest what? Love. For how long? Without time. Love eternal. That's the whole purpose. That's the answer to the why that he was talking about. So who are we? We are the ones who are a combination of heaven and earth. We're the two. We're darkness and light, evil and good, day and night, seen and unseen, understood and not understood. We're all those things combined so that the fullness of that can manifest and then live outside of time, which is that capsule he's talking about.